Man at Desk, after the drawings of Martin Ramirez. 1. There's a man who sits at his desk this evening, bearing witness to the end of days. The more ink he uses, the less breath left in the world. He writes the word bees, and the buzzing stops. All hives explode into dust, and no one remembers honey. Not even the man who sits at his desk, looking down at the word as if he had just invented it. Bees, he mutters. The awkward sound sputters out of his mouth and plummets because it lacks wings. The man smudges the page, the word singed into illegibility. He tries to recall its circular shapes, retrace its final journey, but it's much too late to bring back to the light what has been erased. 2. There's a man who sits at his desk this evening, wondering what to do with this new word, song. It is mute like the sparrows outside his window. It's stubborn as a kettle that no longer whistles, no matter how much the water boils. The man at the desk rolls the word around with his tongue, but it refuses to make sound, inert as a bell. What now? Spit it out. One more tragic tale to shame the world. Already the flutes turned back into swans and the saxophone into a horn that was asleep under the glass in the museum. Sigh, the man tries to awaken the word one last time by biting into it. No resurrecting the demised. 3. There's a man who sits at his desk this evening, sick with worry. The plows have stopped plowing farmland stretched at the foot of the mountain. The entire range deflates with the weight of sun. The man regrets writing down the word window. He lights a candle, cursed to continue in shadow. Everything this square on the wall once shared has been withdrawn. The clouds no longer there, nor the sparks of orange butterflies, now trapped mid-flight as if wedged unkindly into stained glass. He barely hears the cows and the coming storm, so he tiptoes across the room, creaks open the door. Nothing enters. He will have no visitors anymore. 4. There's a man who sits at his desk this evening, watching the word flower wither to nothing. It is not yet winter, but every garden retreats. In his, ink blots shrink down to poppy seeds, and the rose on the desk flattens its rictitious eye into a line sharp as a needle. The man extends his hand and pricks his thumb. A drop of blood falls on the page but disappears before it blooms. And then his quill, once majestic as pampas grass, thins down into a vulgar stem of rye. Beauty is fragile and fleeting. Frantic to reclaim it, he sketches petal within petal within petal until the curves stretch into parabola inside parabola, spirals of the wretched. 5. Without wheel, there's no escape. Without sky, there's only the prison of this room. The man draws a four-legged creature and a machine slumped on a parallel lines, but dares not scribble their names. Look, there's a woman with a word frozen on her lips. Let it remain unspoken, lest it be gone forever. Let it not be love. Let it not be God. When the man rests his head on her dress, she assures him that she will keep the word intact. Weary of loss, he wills himself gone. He writes, there's a man who sits at his desk this evening. There's a man who sits at his desk. There's a man.